Hello, I'm Namwa Zelaini at the CNN Center in Atlanta, and here's a look at what's happening now in the news. Lawmakers say they are close to a deal on the $700 billion package to rescue the troubled financial system. A bipartisan group has been meeting today to hash out differences. Democratic Senator Chuck Schumer, chairman of the Joint Economic Committee, says he hopes to reach a deal by this afternoon. Among the details being hammered out, how much the plan will cost. The most common amount being talked about is $700 billion. Another key point in the negotiations is whether the government will actually become a shareholder in troubled companies. One part of the plan that seems certain to become law will be a provision to limit executive pay and bonuses at companies that sell assets to the Treasury. It's just a day away from the first high-stakes presidential debate, and it's not clear if both participants will be there. Republican Senator John McCain wants the Mississippi event postponed to deal with the American economy. He's asked Democratic Senator Barack Obama to agree to the delay, but Obama is rejecting that proposal. The Commission for Presidential Debates and Mississippi Governor Haley Barbour says they're moving ahead as if there will be a debate. The sale of new homes has hit a 17-year low. The Census Bureau reports that new home sales plunged more than 11% in August, and prices posted their biggest drop on record. Prices for new homes on the market were at their lowest level since September 2004. The report is just the latest sign of trouble in the overall housing market. Coastal Virginia is right in the middle of the bad weather. A large storm's rain and high winds have caused flooding and power outages. About 6,000 homes and businesses from Norfolk to Virginia Beach were without power this morning. And because of the gusty winds, restrictions are in place on the Chesapeake Bay Bridge and Tunnel. It has been a wild gas chase for a lot of people in Atlanta. A pump without a plastic bag on the handle or a no-gas sign is hard to come by thanks to supply issues from Gulf Coast refineries. Experts say consumers panicking and topping off their tanks is also to blame. Georgia's governor says gas should flow more freely now the EPA has eased up on some pollution restrictions for the short term. Any available gas equals a happy and relieved buyers and sellers.
I got a hug from the attendant this morning. She came out and gave me a big hug. Oh, I'm so happy to see you. That's the first in 8 years.
Experts say it could be a week or more before things get back to normal. Well, those are the headlines this hour. Just stay with CNN for more on these stories and the other news of the day.